Jesus said the antidote to anxiety is remembering your heavenly Father knows your need. Shall not your heavenly Father? It is basking in the reality and the glory of what it is to be his adopted son. And may I pause with a little aside, because I've got a lot of preachers here. I found when I brought a series on adoption, one of the last series I brought here at Trinity, I was frustrated by the fact that there's only one passage in the New Testament that says sons and daughters. And I tried to get rid of the thinking in any of our ladies that somehow they're not full-class citizens because they're not sons of God, but daughters of God. Then after I preached the series, I came across a book on adoption that I found tremendously helpful. And the author pointed this out. Because of the biblical taproots of the concept of adoption and the unique place of the firstborn son, God makes all his children, male and female, his sons. He gives them the position of the firstborn. They are brought into his family as full-grown sons, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. So, my dear sisters, you're sons with us. That's just a little aside for you preachers to pursue in subsequent preaching on adoption.